Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And 800-259-9231 is the number. For those of you just tuning in, we'll get right back into your calls here, but just a few more thoughts on the court system. We had a gentleman call last hour who's facing $1,000 in various different traffic-related tickets, driving license registration tickets, out in California. And his question was, well, what do I do? And I don't know. I don't live in California. The rules there are different. I'm not sure exactly what they are out there. I know how things work here in New Hampshire. And the reason I know how things work here in New Hampshire is not because I've done legal research. It's simply because I've been to court enough damn times to know. I've been to court enough times supporting others, because that's one of the things I do. Is we're here as a liberty community. The Free State Project has moved hundreds of people, and thousands more are scheduled
to
come.
Well, they haven't moved it. Many people have moved for the Free State Project.
Thanks for the clarification. Yeah, there's no one controlling anybody here, but we moved here for the Free State Project.
Yeah.
And we moved here because the real appeal is to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and to support them in the hopes that they will support you if you need some help.
Yes.
And so that's why I go out to every single trial I possibly can. I spend way more time in court than I would like. I mean, I'd rather be doing productive things, because court takes a lot out of your day. Mark, when we went to court, it was half the whole day. Your case, it was half the day, but it was a relatively short trial. It can be the whole day. I've been to courts where it has taken the entire day. So I've spent probably a couple months of my life at this point in court, just, you know, there to support people because it's the right thing to do. And because you're there, you start to observe and you start to figure out how things work and what works and what doesn't. And the thing is, nothing works consistently. There is nothing that will work every time.
The court system, unfortunately, is rather arbitrary.
Yeah. And so you can't count on anything working. But what you have to do instead is count on failure. You have to count on them getting you. You have to count on it coming out in their favor and not yours. And, of course, it always comes out in their favor to some extent because they're the aggressors. They have control. They have an unlimited budget, pretty much.
Well, the judge gets the prosecutor, police officers, the bailiffs, everybody gets paychecks from the government. They're all on the same side. You go into a government building staffed by government people and you have the expectation that you're going to win against the government? Seems really unlikely, right?
So you have to kind of prepare for that. You have to prepare yourself for the idea that the worst is going to happen, and
what will you do
in that case?
It seemed like you were trying to ask Michael, where is the line in the sand that he draws? Like, what is he going to... At some point, you have to say, I'm not taking it anymore, or I'm not willing to do this. For you, for example, a while back, you couldn't afford to go to jail and miss work.
Mm-hmm.
So you were willing possibly to have to pay a fine or pay a community service or do that.
Yes.
For someone else, it might be that they're not willing to pay, but they are willing to go to jail. So I think it's really important that, like you were mentioning, you assume that you're going to lose and find out what the consequences potentially are for that and have a plan.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't
Plans
want to
are always good.
So there's one more point that I think is really important here as far as something that is working more often than not, I think, is people being together and non-cooperating. I was in a discussion with some newer movers the other night who were kind of, they're still of this, well, there's this legal land conspiracy, and if we just do the right things and file the right paperwork or say the right things in court, then it'll all be easy and they'll make it go away. And I'd love to see someone make that work, please. For all the people that are propositioning that out there, that are pushing these ideas of, you know, the gold fringe on the flag, the capital letters conspiracy, or all this stuff that I've heard about over the years, I'd love to see somebody come into a courtroom and just lay it down and watch the man in the robe back down and say, my gosh, how... Well, I just can't say anything to this. Case dismissed.
Melt
like the wizard, or like the witch in the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
I'm melting.
Yeah. I'd love to see that happen. And if that happens, then I will become, you know, a believer. I'll be like, all right, great. Let's try this out again. Let's see if it works a second time.
Absolutely.
Because if it works a second time, then you really got something. But I've never seen it work once. And so therefore, go ahead, Mark.
I think that the best solution that I've got is to continue throwing activists at the problem.
Yes.
And what I chose to do in my case, it was
the activists are throwing themselves at it, but yes,
fine. For a $77 ticket, $77.50 or something like that ticket, I decided to drive twice to an hour's drive up and back, and put in motions and time to do these things, and spend my morning in two cases going and talking to these judges and these bureaucrats and all these people.
And you put in motion for discovery, by the way, and they gave you a bunch of papers for that, which they're not used to doing on a speeding ticket.
Right. The amount of man hours they put in, especially because within the last week, I decided I'll bring the Liberty activists with me, and they'll have a little circus while I do my thing, and they certainly did, and they put a bunch of bailiffs on duty as a result. So they had to spend more money. They spent a heck of a lot more than $77.
Which they didn't end up getting anyway.
Getting me on trial here, and then all I've got to do is 8 hours of community service.
Which you're doing anyway.
That's not true. You spent more than $77, and so did the activists in gas and time. Correct.
That's true.
Correct.
I just don't care. I mean, that's what I'm saying is throwing the activists at it. I'm not saying that there's not a certain amount of investment clogging up the courts.
You're investing your own money in other areas.
Voluntarily, which is the big distinction.
It would have been cheaper for me to just pay the $77 and be done with
it. And that's what they're counting on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what 99.9% of the people who get a traffic ticket or some other nonsense ticket like marijuana possession or something, that's what they do. And the system is built on that obedience. And so I agree with you, Mark, and this is what I was telling the guys with the kind of the conspiracy theory mindset. I said, look, I'm looking forward to when you go to court, because I want to see you take this on. I want to see you try this and see what happens, because it'll be a learning experience for everybody, especially you. But the thing that works is what you're describing, where you're willing to put the time and the money into not bending over, to not take the plea deal, to go to court, regardless of what happens in the trial. You expect to lose, but you go in and you cost them more money than it's worth. And then something will change. If enough people do that, something will change. In fact, some people already say they're seeing changes. There's one gentleman here, I'm not going to name names for whatever reason, but one gentleman who has gone to court. I have some sort of I don't remember what the
free stater you're saying.
Yeah, a liberty activist has gone to court on some traffic issue. I don't recall the exact ticket, but he was found guilty. He went to jail on that one. He did not pay their fine. He went to jail for a few days. And I think they let him do actually weekends in jail, so he was able to go in and just do it in two weekends rather than spending the whole week in jail. That way he could actually keep working during the week and then go to jail on the weekends.
How nice of them.
Yeah, so he went to jail instead, and now he says that he's normally out and about in the early morning hours when he's the only person on the roads and the police are around, and they used to pull him over a lot. They haven't pulled him over since he went to jail. And they've been behind him, he said. They've been behind him, which means they're running his tag, which means they're seeing his record, and they're seeing whatever notes they have in there. Free stater, doesn't pay tickets. I don't know what they write in these things. Why it is that they wouldn't be pulling him over now versus before seems to me that non-cooperation is a factor there. Obviously, that's speculation on my part, but would it surprise you to find that out? To find out that if people don't pay the system, if the cops learn this, if the system people learn that you are non-cooperative, they're not going to want to deal with you. You aren't a piggy bank for them. You aren't somebody they can just take, turn upside down, and shake all your money out of your pockets.
Mostly, that's what most Americans are.
Exactly. And they don't want... It's just a bully situation, man. The bully doesn't want to deal with the hard target. The bully wants to go with the people he knows are going to turn over the cash.
Wait a second. There's another side of this. The police officer in my circumstance had the opportunity to have me pay $100 to a local charity, and he didn't like that I made him photocopy everything that he had, his certifications, the whole instruction booklet for the scanner, the whole thing. He didn't like that, and he wanted my butt to go to court and pay.
But he's a noob, man. He's never dealt with this before.
He's a noob to dealing with free staters,
right.
but it's going to...
He's not now.
They each have to be taught a certain amount of times, and that's why I say you've got to throw activists at this.
Yeah, you've got to be willing to say no, to non-cooperate, to not pay, and you have to be willing to do that more than once, because they may keep coming after you. You never know.
But do it with a group of people.
Yeah, if you've got backup, then it makes it possible. If it's just you doing it alone in California, they're going to roll right over you. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And speaking of SACL CAI, what in the world is that?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for other businesses. If you have a business, whether it's a hospital, doctor's office, bank, utility, or, I don't know, any other kind of business that has accounts receivable and you have issues with it, you didn't get into business to do accounts receivable, it's a pain in the butt to do collections, it's a pain in the butt to keep track of all that stuff, SACL CAI can take care of it for you. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can see the banners there on the right-hand side. Sickles, the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about tickets and how it is that the system is completely arbitrary. There's no consistency in the way they do things. So I am just – I cannot be a believer in any one system of so-called getting out of tickets. Usually the best way is if you're a female, you can cry before the ticket is written, and then you may not get the ticket.
I invited a police officer to church one time.
That's funny.
You know.
Get out of a ticket or just for –
Well, I was speeding, and on my way to church, and he said, "Why are you speeding?" I said, "I'm going to church, and I'm late." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Uh-huh." I said, "Would you like to come?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Really?" And he said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "No, but I think I'd like to go to church with you."
No, go wherever you say, Michelle.
So, sure enough, next Sunday, he went to church with me.
How about that? Let's go to Diane listening in Nevada. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Diane, in Nevada, going once. Diane, in Nevada, going twice. Hey, there you are. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm in Sparks, Nevada. And recently, probably like 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were coming off the freeway, just, you know, normally going off the freeway. And I think we kind of cut this line, which we never heard of it before. I guess they call it a gore line.
I have never heard of that before.
Yeah, and we were coming off the freeway, and as we got off the freeway to get off, a cop was behind us. So just as we got to the bottom and the red light, here goes the flashers. So we went around the corner, stopped off at a store, and he pulled us over. And there was no other, you know, there was nothing wrong with what we were doing. He just said that we had crossed the gore line. And we're like, what's a gore line? We had no idea what that was.
That's probably the single best answer you could have come up with.
Yeah.
It's all about the look on your face, too.
Yeah, and so we'd asked, and he goes, well, I guess, you know, when you get off the freeways, or you know that little white strip that shows a little space between, you know, when you get off the freeway?
It's the white lines that kind of X out an area. It shows that you should have split off already.
Should have already gone on the exit.
But we kind of only nicked it. We didn't really, like, really go into it. We just kind of, like, nicked it.
I hung out in it before.
Yeah. But, yeah, and I'm like, I never knew that that was even against the law, though. And they said they gave us a $150 ticket.
Jeez.
Because, yeah, because we had crossed that, and we're like, well, we weren't even aware. And I looked it up online. Because I had to look up online to find exactly what a gore line was. And they only enacted that law in Nevada in 2008.
Well, they need
so it's
money.
Like, right. And I'm like, nobody, like that I know of, because we asked several other people, and they didn't know what a gore line was either.
It doesn't matter. We got this ignorance ticket. Of the law is no excuse.
And the funny thing is that it's actually the two shoulders, and you're allowed to go into the shoulders. You know, you're allowed to.
It's just that space to get off the freeway. And so, you know, we nicked it a little because we just realized, oh, we need to get off. But, I mean, we weren't, like, totally in it. And we told them, hey, we didn't know. But I'm like, now we got to go to court. And I guess, what, we just say we're not guilty?
So you have yet to go to court on this then?
Yeah, we're going to court in the middle of this month.
Well, it just all depends. I mean, if you want to go to court, if you know what the consequences are, if you know that, you know, if like for instance here in New Hampshire, I thought Mark was going to get court. I thought you were going to get the fee applied to your ticket, but they didn't. Maybe it doesn't apply to traffic tickets. Maybe it's only to criminal charges.
But basically, this is just to show up. You know, they give you the ticket, and then they give you a court date to show up. And so
I would always
court
do
date,
that
we can
one.
Decide.
I'm of the opinion you should always go to the first one, if nothing else, because it gives them an opportunity to give you a lower offer.
A better deal.
I've gone in and with a ticket in Massachusetts where the ticket was like $250. They cut it in half to make me go away.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, I guess we just go in there and just say we're not guilty, I guess.
That's
you know, if they
where
ask
I'd
you.
Start.
Yeah, because it's like we had no idea what a gore line was. And, yeah, we've done that over the years. We've always crossed those. I never knew it was against the law to cross those. I figured those were just, you know, just be on the safe side. You know.
It's a revenue, producer for them. And I think, though, that oftentimes saying less is better. Admitting to nothing is always a good thing.
Obviously, yeah. Don't answer questions if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
Certainly don't admit to being guilty. But it, again, it depends on your knowledge of this of the system and how it works. It sounds like you don't know much about Nevada.
Yeah, we never got pulled over for a ticket before, so this is new.
Right. So I would make general. I could make general recommendations about what I would do, but I'm not living in Nevada. I mean, I would
also. We have Ian and I tend to have different kind of. Ideas behind taking things to court. I have no intention of paying these people money because I consider them evil. So I'm going to fight them in court because I consider what they're doing to be wrong. You want to get out of this if you can. I'm willing to go to jail if I have to. So we've got
Wait
we're working
a second.
From a
How many times have you gone to jail to fight tickets?
How many tickets have I had, I guess, is what you're asking me.
You've only had this one.
I've had two tickets. And
well, you had the parking ticket, but they dropped that one.
But that's because I took it to court.
Right. So if you do go not guilty, there is a chance they might either come back to you with a better deal, like Mark was suggesting. There's also a chance that right before the trial, they might even drop it. But there's also the chance they'll take you to trial and then slap on hundreds of dollars in court costs on top of it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, because I think it's kind of crazy because we'd never heard of it before, and they only enacted it a couple of years ago, and who knows about it? I mean, they just pop up a law, and you're just supposed to assume you know about it.
Sure. Oh, I'd love to see that happen.
That's kind of how we felt.
I'd love to see somebody go to court and just basically play the ignorance card and say, what the hell is this? Gore what? I mean, how could I be fined for this? And then, of course, they would try to drag out this ignorance of the law as no excuse. They'd probably convict you anyway, but it'd be fun to watch.
So, Diane, did you by chance film... you getting the ticket?
No, we didn't film. But it's just weird because it's like we got off the freeway and the cop was just right behind us. And I don't know if he... The thing is, I don't think he was trailing because we weren't doing anything wrong until we just got off the op-ramp.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
must have just thought
as far as I'm concerned, you didn't do anything wrong, period. And I would say if you were willing to go all the way, then I would support that choice. But you have to understand that path is fraught with risks. And if you don't know what those risks are in Nevada, then it would behoove you to discover what they are, to look into court costs, to find out, maybe call the court and see if... Sometimes you get a helpful bureaucrat that will actually answer questions. I don't know what it's like out there, but sometimes that happens, where you can say, look, okay, if I'm found guilty, what happens? This, if you've got the $150 proposed fine right now, you call and say, okay, this says it's $150. What if I take this to trial? Are there any court costs that will be imposed upon this? Oh, yeah, there's a 30% or there's $100 court costs.
I can understand paying a ticket because, hey, I ran a red light. Because, you know, I mean, I know that's wrong. But, I mean, this is about
there's
something really that I knew nothing about.
There's nothing wrong with... Wait a minute. They've trained you to say things like that. There's nothing wrong with running a red light.
I mean, it's not nothing wrong, but I mean, that's something you know, that if you run, you're going to get a ticket.
Right. Well, so you have knowledge.
Crossing a gore line, I had no idea.
Right, a gore line. It's a trick. I agree.
Diane, let us know what happens.
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Knowledge is, in this case, this power is power. Knowing a little bit can help a lot going to court, but you're probably still going to lose. Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Still time for you, your thoughts. You can bring up anything, 800-259-9231. We also invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features on the site completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include things like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. And if you're a lady listener, you get involved.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys cost too much, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. If you've got a ticket and you want to fight it, Jurisdictionary is for you. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know the court's rules, you're fighting in the dark. And I can tell you this is absolutely true. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It works in civil or criminal matters in state and federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools that they have there for you, the free legal flow chart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, and then buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use, when you use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live at the end of the buying process just to make sure that they know that you heard it here, jurisdictionary.com.
All righty, let's continue with you and your phone calls. Ladies first, Helen is on the line listening to WNYY in Ithaca, New York. Hello, Helen.
Hey, Helen.
Hi, can you hear me? Wait, I think I've got you on speaker. Can you hear me okay?
You sound fine. Go ahead.
This is a darn good speaker. I've never heard a speaker sound so good.
Okay. I just want to make a brief comment, and you guys can go do it if you choose to. like, let's start at the top. We're talking about failures in the court system. Obama appointed this gentleman named Eric Holder, who had been in corporate law since the day, even before the day he left law school. And he has done nothing as the attorney general. Like, nothing. Like, there's a...
That actually makes me happy. Attorney generals can do a lot of harm, actually.
Well, there's been some pretty good ones. Lyndon Johnson appointed a very good one. And
what do you qualify as good?
Justice.
What does that mean?
Justice means fairness, means being equitable, means trying to search for the truth.
Okay, you know, I'll just have to take your word that the system was more fair and equitable.
You know, like I lived in Europe for a while, and they have a different civil law is different than common law. And we have an adversarial system. It's like whoever has the most money, whoever can, you know, fight the best, argue the best, whatever, wins. And they're more truth-seeking in Europe, in most countries. They're hybrid.
Well, what is it that you'd like to see?
What I would like to see? I would like to see Eric Holder doing his job. Like, all right, for instance, excuse me, I'm walking down the street. There's a Dan Siegelman. He was a former governor of Alabama who was then, he was arrested, put in solitary confinement. He's still fighting these charges against him. And as far as I can understand, he's done no wrong. He, like, reappointed someone who's been appointed, like, four times in a row by even, like, he's a Democrat, by Republican governors prior. And he's still fighting this.
Well, there are also still hundreds of people in Guantanamo Bay that don't get to have any sort of legal representation. They haven't spoken to their families. And Obama was going to close Guantanamo within his first year. So, I mean, I don't think that there... I haven't seen any evidence of justice or correct judicial...
I agree with you.
I think Helen agrees, yeah.
Yeah, odds are good. Nothing's going to change in a positive direction at the federal government level. I mean, this man's job is to do as he's told. He is, you know, following essentially orders, whatever that means.
And Obama was supposed to be a constitutional law scholar. He was a professor at University of Chicago. Like, what?
Well, so are the men and women at in the Supreme Court. I mean, and they believe they're interpreting the Constitution correctly. And so you've got a situation, and Helena, thanks for the call. And I share your concerns. I mean, I want to see people have real access to real justice, and I think that would be great. Unfortunately, the government doesn't have the right set of incentives in order to provide that.
We don't even define crime or the same as the federal government or the state government.
You and I would define crime likely as another human being aggressing against somebody, possibly harming another person.
Where there has to be a victim.
Or destroying property or something like that. Yeah, where there's a victim. But the government describes crime as anything we say is illegal. And that's a criminal act to them. I think victims are required. But a lot of people have been kind of brought into this idea that, well, if the government says it's illegal, then you're a bad person if you do it. I've been dealing with this in some of the comments on the police video that we posted up at freekeen.com yesterday, where we busted this undercover cop. Some of the comments have been, well, how dare you do this? This young man was getting ready to commit a crime. This man in the car that was going to allegedly sell drugs to this cop. And I said, well, no, the person committing the crime is the police officer, because he's using deception for the purposes of putting people in a cage who have never harmed another person. That man is engaging in criminal activity by my definition, but by somebody's definition who's just, well, I just follow the law. It doesn't matter. Go ahead, put those Jews in that train car.
That's the law.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, put those escaped slaves back in Master's plantation.
Tell those Indians they're breaking the law.
Right, and I even brought that point up, and they just kind of breezed right by it as though,
because you're debating with somebody online in a forum.
Well, I didn't debate for very long. I just made one point and then stopped. But It's just not going to change in a positive direction in the federal government. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter who gets elected next year, unless, I don't know, maybe Ron Paul could do something, but I doubt it. Just because the whole system is so unwieldy, it is so oriented toward tyranny.
Well, if you think that Obama's bad this term, he's going to get worse in the second term because he's going to have no opportunity to run for office again.
At this point,
he's still pandering a little bit to the liberal base. He doesn't have to do that next time.
Just like George Bush. So 1-800-259-9231. So I guess rather than hoping and crossing your fingers and hoping that the federal government will find itself and it will finally come to understanding and being more humane and more just, just focus on something more productive. Focus on making your life better. Focus on improving your knowledge about liberty. Focus on maybe if you love freedom, you understand what liberty means. That is, you aren't supposed to harm other people and you should be able to live your life however you want. Maybe you should move to New Hampshire and get together with other people that are willing to do something to actually achieve liberty in our lifetime. And I think one of the most effective ways to do that would be to completely abolish any involvement with the federal government, cut ties completely. And then maybe if you just had one government in New Hampshire, not that I support that, but if you just had the New Hampshire state government, maybe you'd have a chance of making that justice system, the monopoly justice system there, a little more just. Maybe you'd have a chance at a local level, but at the federal level, it's a pie in the sky.
I just don't see how anyone can have any kind of effect on the federal government in the area of seeing more justice.
AJ is on the line in Minnesota. AJ, you're listening to WNNT up north there. Hello there.
Hi. I'm kind of a libertarian, too, but, if somebody is breaking the traffic laws, running red lights, running stop signs, it could get pretty chaotic out there.
It could.
A lot of people could. I mean, you just made the comment, you should be able to do anything you want if you don't hurt somebody else, but, if you keep doing activities like that, you are going to hurt somebody.
Well, no, not if you're careful. No, I'm sorry. If I come up to a red light and there's nobody coming and I can see both the other directions that are the other three directions and I know that I can run that red light, I'm going to do it. I mean, I usually come to a stop or very close to it before I do something like that. So I'm not talking about just blowing through as traffic's going through the intersection. I'm talking about using discretion and being aware and observant. But I'll let you come back here in a moment. You can make more another point if you'd like. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, use as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woohoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on History.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments, maybe enough time for you and your thoughts. If you're already on the line, if you're not, you're probably SOL for tonight. But no, don't worry about it. We'll do this again tomorrow night. So you can join us at that time. And, of course, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. So you can, again, freetalklive.com. A lot of the features there are free, by the way, including the archives. If you've missed a moment, you can just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. There's the last week's worth at the top of the site there. And then if you click into the archive section, you can go all the way back to late 2006. All of it totally free for you at freetalklive.com. Coming up in about 3 weeks, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 20th through the 26th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live throughout the entire event. It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and lots of people are going to be there. Hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, maybe over 1,000 people, possibly attending Porkfest this year. Last year was over 800 throughout the entire week. This year it could be even bigger. As what I understand, only rustic campsites are available at this point. Some RV sites also available, so the park hasn't sold out quite yet. It's not too late to get yourself registered and get up here. It's not too late to find a potential ride share to save a few bucks on gas as you're coming up. There are ways to do that, as I understand it, over at porkfest.com. But it's going to be great because you're going to be able to be around other like-minded people. Somebody posted a message over at the Free State Project forums recently suggesting that, you know, he has never been to Porkfest before and he's worried because, you know, he doesn't know anybody and he doesn't want to be like the creepy guy that's all alone. And somebody had a great suggestion, and that was to volunteer at Porkfest. I believe you get your registration free if you volunteer, but I'm not sure about that. But at the very least, it'll be a way for you to kind of plug in and to meet people, because you meet the other volunteers. You'll meet the people that are kind of running things, and it'll give you a great opportunity to sort of integrate into the community without the awkward first time stuff.
Yeah, and you could also get a t-shirt that says, "I'm not the creepy guy."
I'm a newbie. Talk to me. Actually, from what I understand, there's going to be some icebreaker activities this year as well, so that should kind of help with new people that maybe aren't so voluntarily inclined. But you can go to porkfest.com to get registered today, and you can save 20% if you use our discount code, FreeTalkLive. That's FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word. Save 20% at Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. Lots of great liberty-oriented stuff going to be going on, but most importantly, it's being around other like-minded people and seeing what it's like to be in that situation, to be surrounded by liberty-minded folks, to see what the, you know, the brainstorming and the socializing is like when you actually agree with people on, you know, the main points that are important to you, and that is finding liberty in our lifetime. So porkfest.com. As we continue here, I believe AJ is still with us in Minnesota listening to WNMT. So AJ, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead.
I don't think everybody would be maybe as responsible as you running a red light or stoplight, and it would, you know, I just don't think it would work out. There has to be some sort of regulation.
Well,
and also,
what do you mean it would work out, I guess, is what my question is.
Well, I mean, you know, if one person's going through a stop sign one way and one person's coming from the other direction, goes through a stop sign.
Sure, you need rules.
What
no
did
doubt.
They do for thousands and thousands of years prior to stoplights and electricity?
But we didn't have
cars.
We didn't have cars.
Yes, but there were carts, there were horses, there were, you know, so are you saying that...
It wasn't quite as dangerous, Gail.
Okay, so as the level of danger has increased, then the need for more regulation has increased. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm totally against helmet laws and seatbelt laws and stuff like that, but, you know, there's... You know, I think if you had a relative that was going killed by somebody running through a light, you know, it might make a difference. Also,
well,
you know, have you ever had the experience where you've come up to a stop sign and you pulled out on the highway or turned onto the road, and all of a sudden there's a car right there, and you say, "Oh my God, I didn't see that."
Sure, I've had that same
sure.
experience. Yeah.
And so if you're running, if you come up to where there's a stop sign, and the other person doesn't have to stop, you know, he has
so
to
there was
away.
A study done in Denmark where they took all the, I guess they took all the signs down and the traffic lights out of this one particular town, and they proved that over time that, in fact, there were fewer accidents, not more. They also showed that on roads that had less signage and fewer sort of safety features like rails and guards, that people drove slower in a safer fashion because they didn't have these things to rely on. And one could make the reductum ad absurdum point is, if you want people to drive safely, put a giant gleaming metal spike in the center of their steering wheel, and then you'll find just how safely people can drive. Now, I'm not suggesting that there be no rules of the road. What I'm suggesting is that the organization that enforces those rules is an organization that doesn't have your and my best interests at heart, that it can be difficult to, you know, be paying taxes for police officers that could, say, be solving crimes that have gone unsolved in your area while they're out looking for somebody who's rolled through a stop sign rather than coming to a full and complete stop. And that's the issues that we're talking about here. We're not saying advocating to having a fifth of Jim Beam one hand, a cigarette in the other, steering with your toe and driving 90 miles an hour while you buzz
through. Do that while putting on my hair, though. So, AJ, now one of the things that you didn't realize is that we believe in remedy. We absolutely believe that if you harm someone, that you owe restitution.
Fully responsible.
Absolutely. So if I, you know, if I am negligent and irresponsible in my driving and I hurt somebody, I am absolutely responsible to make them whole. And financially, you know, for their physical injuries or whether it's their body, their car, whatever. So it's not as though we just think that this chaos ought to ensue and that no one's responsible for their behavior.
AJ, any other thoughts?
And I've had a couple tickets and I've been pulled over a few other times. And not all cops are bad, you know. I mean, some of them give you a break, you know. And,
well, it's a bit of a trick that they use. Look, that way you don't have this angry feeling at them, and you don't take it to court. I'll just knock this ticket down a few miles.
I'm doing you a favor. Yeah. Thanks, AJ, for the call.
I tell you what, I was totally drunk, and I was breaking all kinds of speeding and swerving. I got off. You let me go.
Well, I'm glad that you made it home safe.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have peace officers that would take somebody who's drunk home than issue them a ticket or put them in a cage.
They did that for my mom when I was a kid.
They used to do that more often in the past, as I understand it. Let's continue with you and your thoughts, though. 800-259-9231. We'll go to, I believe we've got Preston listening in Charlottesville. Preston, are you listening on WCHV tonight?
Hi, I was listening to a caller earlier that he proposed something about like insurance for tickets and stuff, and I was wondering, I know the country was basically founded to be a people's union, but is that even at all possible to make a people's union?
I don't really even understand what you're asking.
Like, you know how iron workers have a union to protect them from...
Mm-hmm.
Certain laws that the company would...
You should be able to form whatever sort of associations you want to with other people.
Why isn't there one of those yet?
Because you haven't started it yet.
Yep.
Well, that could be the first, right?
There you go.
You could very well be the first. So that's a great point, Michelle. People have all kinds of great ideas, but how many people actually act on them? How many people actually move forward?
Are they profitable? I think that's the first question.
It's true.
All the great ideas in the world are difficult to implement if you can't make a living doing it.
Right, but the main purpose is, and it wouldn't be to be profitable. Obviously, you'd have to make some sort of money to pay your representatives and your lawyers and whatnot like that, but... Mm-hmm. As far as getting rich off of it, that wouldn't be the main concern.
No, I see where you're coming from. I mean, it's completely okay to come at something from a public benefit kind of point of view, like to limit your costs and to limit the amount of money that, you know, if you don't want to take a paycheck from it, then that's fine if you're still willing to do the work. But if there's a lot of work involved, then you should probably get compensated. I mean, if it takes a lot of work to administer this union idea, then...
If it's a full-time job,
how are you going to pay the rent?
In a full-time way. Yeah. If you've done something that's innovative, that provides the marketplace with something that has yet been unseen, you deserve to be compensated in a manner that is unique because you have provided something that is unique.
Preston, are you listening on the radio tonight, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Captain Ned, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Ned, you've got the last few moments here. Go quick.
Hey, Michelle, Mark, and Ian, how are you doing tonight?
Great.
Good. Go quick.
Hey, thanks for letting me run this gas and flag up the pole. These guys are going to be at all the kids at dancing at TJ's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Thomas Jefferson tomorrow. Memorial Dance Party Round 3.
Absolutely wonderful. I'd like to see, talking about mutual aid society and strength in numbers, I'd like to see a 70s-style biker thing. Support these kids, man.
Hell yeah, bring out the bikers. I'd love to have them out there.
Vietnam vets, some teamsters, some iron workers, and the assorted cadre.
I think there are about 3,000 people that have said on Facebook they're going to attend. I hope that we see actually 10% show up in reality, hopefully they'll at least triple their numbers from last time. And we'll certainly let you know what we hear about that on tomorrow night's show. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lead back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.